day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company long-time support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Strong pressure continued to develop in hog trade with triple-digit losses quickly developing late today. This may add increased long-term pressure ahead of the long holiday weekend. Meanwhile, corn futures were higher today in moderate trade with July corn futures about 11 cents higher. Stock markets higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones 109 points higher, NASDAQ up 33 points. In live cattle today, futures were steady to moderately lower with increased pressure developing in all but front-month June futures. Growing concern of expected growth in cattle on feed numbers causing traders to take protection in front of the report and the long holiday weekend. Markets will be closed on Monday in observance of the Memorial Day holiday. Traders will have to wait until Tuesday before reacting to the report, which may add increased volatility throughout the entire complex. Cash cattle trade, though, remaining quiet today with no additional bids seen on Friday. Cash trade today, $2 per hundredweight lower than last week. Box beef cutouts were $1.95 higher in select and up 71 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 64 total loads. In feeder cattle, futures moved firmly lower today in late day trade with prices 22 to 90 cents per hundredweight lower as traders prepared for the upcoming cattle on feed report. Expectations of sharp increases in cattle on feed eroded previous support and added a weaker market trend. Meanwhile, today grains were higher with corn trade 8 to 9 cents higher, soybean trade 4 to 7 cents higher, trade still working to escape the lower end of the range with weather concerns and trade not knowing how to handle the MFP announcement yet. Meal was flat to a dollar higher today and oil 30 to 40 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 10 to 13 cents higher with spread swinging back to favor Chicago after narrowing the first half of the week with disease and demand concerns dominating along with spillover support from row crops. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.